Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends. Your friends. We're your friends. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you again for listening to The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host for the day, Woody Abdul Kareem. My nickname will be Technical Difficulty, Abdul Technical Difficulty Kareem. And your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz for The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic, hopefully everyone can hear me well. Today's topic is, do not reject the day of resurrection. The day of resurrection. And hopefully the host can hear me. Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you there?
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, I am. Wa alaykum salam.
Alhamdulillah. If you and it says on air now, which it didn't say before, so maybe folks were not able to hear us before. So hopefully folks can hear now, and you're welcome to please call in, and I should be able to see you here on the switchboard, which I do have up and running. This is The Reality of the Creator, and I am your co-host, Woody Abdul Kareem, and your host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And the topic he's chosen to discuss today with us is Resurrection Day and rejecting the day of resurrection. And we were talking probably about 20-30 minutes about some very important points on this topic. And one of the questions I asked before, which I don't know if everyone is able to hear, and the Imam answered it very eloquently, so maybe I could ask it again, as I asked you, Imam, how do you think some people actually reject the day of resurrection?
Brother Imam Kareem, Sister Isla's trying to get me now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you can bring her on.
No, she's not showing up on the switchboard. Has she called in? Maybe she could hang up and try to call.
Yes, she done tried to call in. I know that.
She should try to call in again.
Did you see anybody else that... Because my son, he said he was going to listen. So it may just be me and you again.
Yeah. But if they call in, they will be able to listen to the show. And if they don't call in, they're not going to listen. Like if they were connected before, I restarted the whole program. So they would have to hang up and call back in. If they call in now, they'll be able to listen to the show. But right now, yes.
In other words,
you and I.
I don't mean to cut you, excuse me, but the sister said anybody that calls in, you should be able to see their number, whether they come on the show or not, you know, want to say something or not, you should be able to see their number.
Right. But if they called in 15 minutes ago, they would have to call in again now in order for me to see their number. Like if they called in earlier when we were talking, they would have been disconnected. And if they'd have to call back.
Okay. Well, see, they a lot of them probably think the show is over.
That's very possible. That's very possible.
So I would have to call, if I can call at least one, Sister Isla and my son, and then we can get back. They can get a little bit.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and call them, and I'll just read some Quran. Like, I'll let you hang up, and then you make those phone calls, and you can call back into the show. And when I see them on, I'll bring you on.
Okay.
You want to do it that way? And I'll just read some things from Quran in English and the translations, and keep the show going until you call back in.
Okay, then. You got it.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Again, this is Woody Abdul Kareem. Hopefully my nickname does not become Technical Difficulty Abdul Kareem. But the Day of Judgment, the Day of Judgment is a promised day for believers in the Quran, and all the Abrahamic faiths believe in the Day of Judgment, and they believe in Judgment Day, the Day of Resurrection. This is in something that's been preached since Abraham and before Abraham. But the monotheistic religions is what we call them, the three which would be Judaism for the Jewish brothers and sisters who follow the prophet Moses, and Christianity for the Christian brothers and sisters who follow Christ, Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon both of them. And for the Muslim brothers and sisters who follow the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and all the messengers and prophets, is the belief in Judgment Day. That's one of the many common threads that we have across the board for all the Abrahamic faiths, is what we're called, or all the monotheistic faiths, is that we believe in the Day of Judgment. This is a day of reckoning. It's called Resurrection Day because, as it's told from us in the Quran, the Arabic word is the sawh, the sound. It's the blowing of a trumpet, which the angel that's been assigned to blow this trumpet has already taken his breath and has his lips on the trumpet and is looking at Allah, waiting for his command to blow this trumpet. So that's how near that we feel that this day of judgment is, because that's how it is explained to us from our prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And this day of judgment, which cannot be rejected, that trumpet will blow, and everyone who's alive on the earth will be laid flat. The earth and every living thing will be laid flat, mountains, sun, moon, stars, everything. And then another trumpet horn will blow, and everybody will be brought back to life and have to answer for their deeds. Every living thing, rams, sheep, cows, humans, and jinn, will have to answer for their deeds. Okay, I didn't say the angels in that one, because we've been told about mankind, and we know that angels don't reject Allah. They only obey Allah's command. But human beings and jinn, which is where the word genie came from, we have a choice to obey Allah, to obey God, or not to obey God. And because we have that choice, we can become arrogant and think we could do whatever we want, or we can become obedient and do what God is telling us to do. And I know everybody who follows a religion thinks they have it right. And may God have mercy on us and guide us to the truth, to what is actually right. Because some things everybody can't be right. You know, everybody can't do it their own way and consider themselves to be right. But this day of judgment, when that horn blows that second time and everybody's brought back to answer for their deeds, that is Resurrection Day. That's when people are considered resurrected and brought back, and nothing can help them on that day. Sweat, they say that day will be up to your neck, some people over their neck, and everybody's going to be nervous and waiting to have to answer to Allah, to the Lord of the worlds, for what they've done, good, bad, or indifferent. So that is the subject of today, and people actually reject the fact that we're going to have a judgment day, and that's the topic that Imam Shahid Shabazz chose to discuss today. And it looks like he just came back on, we're going to bring him on, and there's a few other folks that have called into the line, so I'm going to bring in our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And again, this is the reality of the Creator. And the topic of today is those who reject the day of resurrection. Assalamu alaikum, Imam. Can you hear me?
Yes. Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Allahu Akbar. All praises are due to Allah. Allah is greater. So if you want me to continue, I will. I got some people, and apparently you got some people you see on the air.
Yeah, there's another North Carolina number called in here. I'm not sure if that's your Zalge or not. Ends with 2640.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, she definitely was able to call in, and I don't have any other callers that use the phone to call in yet, and you know I can't connect. If somebody's using a computer, we can't connect the same way. So, yes, you definitely can continue, and if those other folks call in, I'll definitely bring them in at the right time, inshallah.
Okay. I don't think we'll get any other people because they think that the show is not going to be on.
Okay. Yes, very possible.
Because my wife said that she didn't think the show was going to be on because a few times I called in and they said the same thing, that the show wouldn't be on. So that's probably done throw people off, but I told her she probably can catch some of the show if she called back and she called right back in. So I guess we'll just have to go with that. And I called Sister Isla, and she said she had to call you to tell you a couple of things she needed to tell you, but apparently you can't get through to her because she said she just called in also.
Right. Yeah, I don't see her on there. I know she called earlier in on that 301 number, but no, I definitely don't have her showing up on the switchboard at this time. I just have myself and two callers, yourself and your wife.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to continue on with us then.
Okay. Inshallah.
Okay. So, inshallah, Sister Khadija, what we're talking about, I mentioned to you earlier, is the resurrection and the judgment day. If you don't mind, Sister Khadija, could you let me know that you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Very good. Yeah, what we were talking about is the resurrection and the judgment day. And the other brother, Imam, asked me, why do I think people reject, you know, that they're going to be resurrected from the dead and brought before the Creator, Allah, to be judged for the life they lived here. And one of the things I share with him is in the Quran, the Creator say, one time we won't even exist in. It won't nobody here. It won't nothing. And he brought us out of a dead state into life and gave us life. He says, so why is it so hard for people to believe that after he called them to die again, he can't easily resurrect them again in a new world to be judged? If you just use common sense and think, you know, the Creator can do anything. He brought us here first. So why can't he call us to die and bring us back to life? And I told the brother that most people don't believe in the resurrection and judgment day simply because they so in love with the things in this world, which includes people. They love their wife, their husband, they love the children, they love the president, they love the kings, their doctors, their so-called friends, everybody. They love their material thing, their cars, their home, everything. And that includes starting with the Muslim first, the majority of people. They act like they say they believe in God, and they say they believe in the judgment day. But as we were talking earlier, it ain't what you say that tells what you believe in. It's the way you live. So if you live in a life where you're so in love with drugs, alcohol, sex, the things of this, the vanities, the evil things of this world, and you say you believe in Allah or the Creator, why, you're just a hypocrite. You're lying. Because you're saying one thing out of your mouth, but your action is showing that if you believed in that day that you was going to have to give an accountability for what you do here, then you would stop right now living a sinful life and try to start living a godly life right now. Because the next breath we take right now could be our last breath. And we talked about that. So this is what we're talking about, and I wish we could get more people on the program, but at this particular time, the Creator, Allah's in control. We can't get anyone but you. So I'm glad that you can hear the program. And at this time, Brother Abdul Kareem, I want you to say something so that Sister Khadija can get some of your commentary also. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me pretty well, brother?
Yeah, I can. Ask the sister, can she hear you?
Yeah, I'm sure she can. Sister, can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, I unmuted you, so I'm going to mute you back. But so, alhamdulillah, as Muslims in all the Abrahamic faiths, which I was saying before you came on and before while I was on the air, I think I might have been on the air by myself, our messenger did a beautiful thing by giving us so many details about the resurrection day that we cannot deny it. And he gave us so many facts, and all the Abrahamic religions, all the monotheistic faiths from Abraham, which is the Judaism, which is practiced by the Jews, where they follow Moses, and the Christians who follow Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, follow the Christ, and the Muslims who follow the Prophet Muhammad. All of us believe in the day of resurrection. Rejecting it is something that I think is a thing from arrogance or from pride or from ego, or, you know, where people just feel so successful that they just don't think anything's going to mess with their success. We know, especially as Muslims, as believers, because we were told so often that we are going to be answerable for everything. And since on this life, what we call success, or so-called success, as Imam Shahid Shabazz would say, so-called success in this life isn't worth a hill of beans if you don't have success in the next life. And the way to success in the next life is through following what the messenger tells us to do. And these are things that please our Lord. So if we do things just for this life, we're going to be very disappointed on the day of resurrection. And we know that there's a day of resurrection. And we know to help a brother or sister in need in this life means you stand the chance of getting help from Allah in the next life. And that's going to be a day of need for everybody, where everybody is going to be running around looking for some kind of help. And the only help that's going to be available comes from our Lord. The only shade on that day is going to be the shade of Allah, the shade of God Almighty, the creator of the heaven, earth, sun, moon, stars, and everything else. The one who created everything, every messenger, every planet, every universe. Not a leaf falls from a tree without his permission. And if you worship that Lord and that Lord alone and obey him by following what he taught his messengers to, what he told his messengers to teach us, then we might stand a chance. But on Resurrection Day, when the sun is 1 mile from the earth and everybody's brought back to life, and everybody, after that trumpet blows, there's going to be two blowings of the trumpet. One is going to flatten everything, and the second one is going to start the day of resurrection. And that blowing of the trumpet brings everybody back to life. And when everyone comes back to life and everyone has to answer, every living thing has to answer, to the point where our messenger said, a ram with horns, who might have taken some food from a sheep with no horns, has to answer for that. So the strong who took from the weak will have to answer for that. Okay, the strong who didn't help the weak will have to answer for that. And on that day, which we cannot deny, but some people still choose to deny, and they think, or falsely, and we may think because of our arrogance or pride or ego, that success in this life, Allah blessed me with a beautiful wife, like the Imam said before we started the show over, or Allah blessed me with some beautiful kids or a fancy house or a fancy car. And we might think that success is going to carry over to the next life, but that does not carry over. What carries over is the good deeds. And those good deeds need to carry over to help us on the day of resurrection, when God is going to ask us to stand to account for every single thing that we did, because it's all written in a book, everything we're going to have to answer for. And by God's mercy, some people are just going to have an easy record, and they're not going to have to answer on the day of resurrection any questions, and we hope to be among those people. And they're going to cross this the bridge like a over to paradise, like a ray of light, lightning, just shoot right across it. And we pray that we're among them. And then some people are going to stand there and answer for every single thing. And those folks are going to have a miserable day of resurrection. So we don't reject it. We don't deny it. But we know that the only good that we could do comes from doing something that's pleasing to our Lord. Other than that, it's almost not worth it. So we pray all the time. We ask for the good in this life, the good in the next life, and we pray that Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth, guards us from the doom, the failure of having to go to the fire, the failure of having to be thrown into the fire. We ask Allah to protect us from that. So I just wanted to do that short elaboration, and I'm going to unmute you just in case you have any questions. Pretty much just us, Imam Shahid, Shabazz, myself, and yourself that I see on here right now. And I want to unmute in case you had any questions that you wanted to ask Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam. No, not. Okay.
What was you saying, Khadija?
I was saying, no, I understand fully, but I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, we just thank Allah, our creator, that he blessed you to be able to just come on and hear us. What I want to start on next, Khadija, we talk about this a lot. Me and you and the brother Imam that's on, the spiritual leader. Allah says in the Quran, it's Surah or chapter 16. It's called El Nab or the Bee. And this would be on page 643 in the Quran, because it's an elaboration. It's not a verse, but it's elaboration commentary. Allah says, in all ages, meaning in all history, since he created this world, there were wicked people like Donald Trump and others, like leaders like that, that tried to plot against Allah's way for justice for everybody, for everybody to live a just and good life. But Allah says they never succeeded. So people that think Donald Trump can succeed or anybody can stop the success of Allah changing this world back to a good world, a just world, they are sadly mistaken. That's impossible. And Allah said these people that tried to do that, and that's what we see now. He said they was covered with shame and disgrace in ways the unexpected. And that's what we see happening now. Things that we never expected to happen are happening to the wicked people right now. And Allah say the righteous people in the past and now, he say, we see the good in Allah's word. And he say, our goal is the good, which is Allah, getting back to Allah. He's all good. Allah say he sent great teachers of his truth in the past to all nations in the world, to warn them people against their evil. Their evil was going to eventually destroy, come back and destroy them. And he said he sent them to guide the people to his righteous straight path, his righteous path, his righteousness. Allah say the penalty or the punishment for evil comes in many unexpected ways. For Allah say evil is against our nature, because Allah say he created all nature good. The human beings, nature good, and all the nature, the sun, moon, everything, with a good nature. And Allah say, all nature always proclaims, is glorifying Allah. And all nature, Allah said, all the time, are humbly serving him and worshiping him, Allah, the Lord Supreme. So I just wanted to share that with you so you could think on that, because that's what we got to do, do like all other creation do. We got to obey our creator, and we got to enjoy doing it every day, because Allah can take us, as we talk about, at any time. And you don't get a second chance to come back after Allah called you to death to get it right. We get one shot, one chance. This is it, while we're breathing right now. If we take the breath out of my body right now, he ain't going to put it back in there. so I can have another chance to get it right. So this is why we must live every day. If we believe in the resurrection and judgment as if it's our last day on this earth. Because it could be, and it is for a whole lot of folks. Billions of them. Millions of them. This is their last day. Millions, at least. This is their last day. They won't live to see tomorrow. And a lot of us that's going to lay down tonight, Allah going to bless us to lay down. Or in the day. He ain't going to bless us to get back up. He ain't going to put his spiritual life back in our body, and our body going to die and decay and go right back in the earth, and our soul is going back to Allah for judgment, the resurrection and judgment day. So I hope you can still hear me. Can you still hear me?
She can hear you. I have her muted now, but I can unmute her if you'd like.
She can hear me now?
Yeah, I heard the whole conversation.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. So, did you understand what I was saying, sister?
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree 100%.
Okay, so I want Brother Imam Abdul Kareem to come on there and say something. I want to share this time. We don't have very much long, but with you, and Allah say if we reach just one soul, just like you, it's like we done reached the whole world. So this is how Allah wanted it. He wanted this show to be dedicated to you in particular, my beloved wife, Khadija. So you getting it, and you getting a very, very great treat. This is the greatest blessing you can get, is to get understanding of the purpose of why your Creator put you here and prepare for Him to be back with Him forever, where there won't be no more dying, no more crying, no more evil to disturb the good.
Well,
go ahead on what you say, Khadija.
I said,
what
I
did you
really
say?
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay,
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, I wanted to tell the
Assalamualaikum. She says she appreciates it. It's a slight delay because I have both you guys unmuted and myself unmuted, so it's a little delay, but the sister said she could hear and that she appreciates it, and she heard everything, inshallah, that we were saying on the topic. And then feel free to chime in at any time, and I'll pause. If I'm talking, I'll pause for you. But you were calling me back on, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and that's what I was talking about in the county today, when I was at the jail earlier today, is that, you know, the big picture for us is this topic. You know, that's the big picture for us. What's going on outside the dunya, that's really the small topic. That's minor. You know, they were talking about wealth and how this guy, I think his name is Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon or something, how he's so wealthy.
Yes.
And this other guy who's running for president, he just dropped out. Bloomberg is supposed to be worth like $60 billion or some huge amount of money like this. And, you know, that means he can give 100,000 people $1 million and still have, you know, $59 billion.
Yes.
When you do the math, it's incredible. And, none of that is considered success. Like when we got up this morning as Muslims and we prayed 2 rakats before our morning Fajr prayer, those 2 rakats were worth more, and our prophet told us this, and our prophet never lied, never lied. He said those 2 rakats are worth more than the earth and everything on it or in it. So that's worth more than the oil and the gold in the ground, the diamonds in the caves, the Lamborghinis and all the real estate that's out here, just those 2 prayers. And the earth and everything in it is worth less than the wing of a mosquito to the Creator of the heaven and the earth. So
that's right.
So him giving, Allah giving to everybody is just part of his mercy. There's, you know, that one part of his mercy that he's given to everybody. That means he's given to some people more and some people less. Some people in one way and some people in another way. But it doesn't mean success is there. Because how we look at success is Allah being pleased with our deeds. How we look at success as Muslims is that we're going to have to answer to Allah, and we're going to be in paradise or the hellfire a lot longer than 60, 70, 80, 100 years that Allah keeps us on this earth.
That's right.
And And if we die righteous, if we die pleasing Allah, or after pleasing Allah enough that he's given us his mercy, if we die with Allah's mercy, that's more valuable than anything. Because people who die, unfortunately, in a bad way, without seeking Allah's mercy, they were never going to seek Allah's mercy. And people who died,
that's right,
who were good and sought God's mercy, looked for Allah's mercy, they were always going to seek for Allah's mercy. So
right.
I compared it to the people of Noah. Noah lived for hundreds of years, 900 some odd years.
900 and some.
900 plus years. Could you imagine, like we now, I talk to people and say, man, when you going to be Muslim? Man, when you going to let the streets go? When you going to let this go? And they say, man, I'm just not ready yet, man. I'm just not ready. When you going to be ready? Because the people who die when they're not on Islam, they were never going to be on Islam. They could have lived 900 years. They would have never. I mean, I'm sure Noah told people 150 years old, hey, man, you have to worship one God. And this is what he wants you to do. He wants you to pray. He wants you to marry women, not just go sleeping around. He wants you to be good to your neighbor. I'm just not ready, Noah. I'm not ready. Check with me next year. Okay, I'll check with you in 100 years. So he checked with them when they're 250,
that's right,
years old, 300 years old. They still, now I'm not ready, because they were never going to be ready. So Allah
has
a master plan. And his plan is the one that's going to be the plan that's going to work. So Allah's plan, Allah knows, and we don't know. So that's why we try our best to behave in the fashion that's pleasing to him every single day, because we don't know what day is going to be our last day. And we pray every single day, because we don't want to die on a day that we missed praying. Who would want to die on a day that they missed praying? So
exactly.
Right? Exactly. So that's why we pray five times a day. So if Allah takes me at the end of the day, I say, I prayed to you five times today, Allah. I tried. How good my prayer was, where my mind was, how that's, you know, goes up and down. Some days I'm more focused, and some days I maybe not be as focused. But every day I'm at least putting my head on the floor and praying five times a day, and not denying the fact that I'm going to have to come back and answer for everything. I'm going to have to answer for everything unless Allah gives me his mercy and says, hey, you don't have to answer for a single thing. You go straight over there to paradise, and I'll see you later, you know. So we all hope for that, and that's what we're trying to get, because this thing that we do is not measured by how many billions of dollars you have in the bank. It's measured by something much, much bigger than that. And we just got
that's
another call that came in to Imam Shahid Shabazz. So I wanted to turn the mic back over to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, and I wanted to say this, Brother Kareem, to Sister Khadija, because she's newly into Islam, but she ain't newly into faith in the Creator. She's always worshipped the Creator for 73 years. I want her to know, and you to bear witness, that our praying physically five times a day is just a sign that we pray from the time the Creator wake us up in the morning to the time he put us to bed at night. We are always in remembrance. Prayer represents remembering the Creator. Because you ain't in prayer. Allah say this right here, Brother Kareem. Allah say if we make five prayers a day, just those five prayers, and then we get up and go out and smoke some marijuana or fornicate with somebody, go to bed with somebody's wife and know these things are wrong, Allah say you don't get closer to him. You get farther away from him. So prayer doesn't mean just going through rituals, but it means having what? Good moral conduct at all times. All through the day and all through the night. Every breath you take, you are supposed to be conscious that I'm not keeping myself alive, that the Creator that I can't see is keeping me breathing.
Yeah.
He's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Not even my jugular vein, not even my heart, not even my brain could keep going if he didn't keep it going.
Yeah.
So our life is in his power at all times. As long as we're living a good life. And like you say, to please him, not to please ourselves, not to please our wife or husband or family or doctor or anybody. But only to please our Creator. Because we got to answer to him, as me and my wife talk a lot, alone for ourselves. And nobody will be able to speak on your behalf, intercede for you. Nobody. And he said, if you disobeyed him, even your body parts will speak against you. Say, I wanted to do right, but a Kareem or a Khadijah, Shahid, they took me over there to do wrong. I wanted to do right. You created me to do right. Your hands and feet will be saying these things. Your mouth, if you disobey your Creator. So that's going to be the day. This is what we're in now, ain't even a day. Because Allah, the Creator, say, 1,000 years of our time is like one day to him. And the man that lived the longest of any people he created is the man we just talked about, Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. He lived 950 years. 50 more years he would have lived a day in the sight of Allah. So nobody even lives a day here in this world. That's why the day of judgment is called the day of judgment, because we ain't nobody in this world here a day. That's why Allah said he revealed this Quran, his last book of guidance for us, in the night of power. What did he mean by night of power? He meant that this whole world here, if you caught up into this world, you're in spiritual and mental darkness. You're ignorant of good. You're caught up in evil. And you can't see the truth or hear the truth or understand the truth. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, when you speak the truth, when you say that, you know, it's a reminder, a reminder to the believers. And when you speak in the truth, I think everybody just would, everybody who has some fear of Allah is going to pretty much just sit down and listen, because it's, you know, those words are very impactful, brother. Please continue. May Allah bless you.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yeah, so, you know, like you say, this is why Allah put us here, created us as human beings, that we may prepare for the day of judgment by living a righteous life, righteous conduct. Allah said he created the world in, you know, six evolutions or 6 days or periods or whatever they want to say. But he said every period or every stage of his evolution, of his creation of the heavens and the earth, he created it all, what, good. So everything I shared with my wife, could have been, or somebody else the other day, that even the devil, the one we call Satan or the devil, even he was created good by nature. He's not bad by nature. He's bad because of his rebellion against his nature. And we become bad because we do what? Rebel against our nature too. We become a little devil, working with the big devil against our own, not creator, but our own souls. So that's what the big devil always whispering to us, trying to get us to get caught up into this world. Oh, don't she look good? That ain't, you can go in and go to bed. Would Allah forgive you? You can get that. You can ask forgiveness later, but go on and take care of this right here now. Go on and fornicate. Go on and commit adultery. Go on and lie. Go on and steal. Ain't nobody looking. Allah will forgive you. He's an instigator. He's a deceiver. He's deceiving you to get you to believe that your Creator will accept your wrongdoing along with good. But he will not. Allah say when you consciously, intentionally say, I believe in the Almighty God, the Creator, the Supreme Being, unseen, the spiritual Creator of the heavens and the earth. You consciously say that. And then you mix his truth with lies. He say you will die spiritually. He will not let you come into spiritual life. He'll let you exist on this earth in the body. But as my wife said, her sister said, most people on this earth right now, they're already walking dead. Like my wife said, her sister say, all they need is somebody to put a tombstone right there in front of the house saying, they died at such and such a time. Life is not just animal. Life for the human being. Life for the human being is spiritual life. And we must understand that we weren't created and given life here just to live like an animal and die like an animal, and that's it. We was given a life higher than animal life, though we was put in an animal form. When the Creator put his spirit in our body, he gave us what? Eternal life, spiritual life, which is what? His life, which is eternal. So we ain't supposed to be just striving for these things, like the Imam said, that's going to give us a little pleasure here. Because once you die, like he say, nothing that you had here is going to be any good to you on the day of judgment, because it ain't yours no way. He just gave you one man you talked about being, he was a name of Forbes, brother. And when he died, he had 600, he was worth, they say, $650 billion. Don't you know that man had enough money right there to free the whole world of poverty? And his uncle said that if he had to help somebody, maybe he'd still be living. Good point.
Wow.
He didn't help nobody.
Could you imagine having enough money to free the whole world of poverty and you die with it?
I can't even imagine that.
Unimaginable. Hey, ma'am, there's a guest that's been on for a minute. We have about 3 minutes left on the show. I just wanted to bring him or her in and see if they can give us their name and tell us where they're calling from.
Yes, sir.
We're calling in from a 419 area code. The last four digits are 4367. Can you hear me, caller? Are you there, caller? Okay. So I'm going to mute them back because they are not on the thing, but they called in. They've been on there for about 10 minutes, so they've heard most of what we said. But that's just something that's
I know that caller. I know that caller, and they just like to listen.
Okay. Okay. So they probably didn't want to comment anyway, but hopefully they heard some of that. Because when you talk about that kind of what real success is, then that means what we have waiting for us with Allah, if we're successful, is much, much better than all the wealth on the planet. Because I couldn't imagine what to do with, would you say $600 billion or $60 billion?
$650 billion.
I couldn't imagine what do you do with that? You could literally, like you said, cure the whole earth of poverty and keep a billion for yourself. I mean, what you going to do with
that's
a billion?
Right.
You know, if everybody's eating billion. So, mashallah, may Allah guide us and protect us all and bless us to act in ways that please him. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator, the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's topic was or is not to rejecting, or those of us, those people who reject the day of resurrection, which we discussed many points about how nobody in their right mind should reject the day of resurrection as a reality. And Imam, we have a little over a minute left, a minute, about 10 seconds, and I'm going to give you the microphone to just maybe wrap it up and say any closing remarks that you might want to share with whoever might be.
Okay, my brother. Thank you. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much. What I want to say in closing is Arabic and then translate into English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, the Rabbil Alameen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolve of all creation. He evolved everything out of nothing into something. And soon, he's getting ready to evolve everything we see in ourselves out of back to nothing. And then he's going to resurrect us for this day of resurrection and judgment to call us to account for what we did this little short time we was here on earth. So we give praise to him for blessing us to wake up and give us another chance today to repent. And I want to say to the closing audience, in my conclusion, keep a repentant heart. Allah said only people that will see him and be with him in the everlasting eternal life are those who in this world, they walk on this earth humbly, recognizing that like a little baby, a little baby needs his mother for everything. Well, when we recognize in our life, we need our Creator for everything. We can't leave him out of our life in no aspect. Then you're a true believer. And I just want to say we ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't his word. It was from ourselves. Because he speaks all truth. Allah is all truth. And we want to ask him if we spoke his truth. We pray that he accepted and continue to bless us with clear understanding of his clear truth in the Holy Quran for all mankind. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for listening.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you for listening to the reality of the Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time
no
like the present
no time
to give love.